What is creating the active weather this week? And a look into the latest crop progress report. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. A mix of conditions are coming together to produce active weather in the eastern half of the country this week. And that is mainly due to the start of some tropical storms.
There are a lot of complex elements of weather coming together this week to generate what we are seeing across the United States in the eastern Pacific. Over the weekend, we had our first named tropical system of the season. That was Tropical Storm Alvin. Some of the remnant tropical moisture from that system and elsewhere in the eastern Pacific has made its way northward. It actually brought some very out-of-season rainfall the last couple of days to places like Arizona and elsewhere in the Southwest, where you really don't expect to see any rain in May or June. That moisture has worked its way now into a cold front that is crossing the upper Midwest and the Great Plains. And that cold front, infused with tropical moisture, is going to drift eastward over the next several days. At the same time, we have Canadian wildfire smoke that has become quite obvious in parts of the central and eastern United States in recent days. As you move closer to the Canadian border, and especially as you move into the Dakotas and Minnesota and the Upper Great Lakes region.
And as USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey just mentioned, Canada is seeing a lot of wildfires recently, and that's impacting us here in the United States, especially us in the Midwest as well.
Some of that smoke has been at ground level and has resulted in significant degradations in air quality, very thick, heavy haze, and some visibility reductions. And so folks with sensitivity to particulate matter, that has been a problem for several days across the north central United States. Now with that cold front moving in, that is helping to push that smoke onto the east. Most of it aloft, but at the same time, for example, Tuesday morning, we are seeing quite a ribbon of smoke extending from around Lake Superior, south westward into eastern Nebraska, along and ahead of that cold front. And so we will see that continuing to push eastward in advance of the front. And as winds turn a little bit more to the south and the west, hopefully that will flush out some of that smoke that has been fouling the air across the north central U.S. and leading to some very orange and bright colored sunrises and sunsets elsewhere where that smoke is more aloft rather than on the surface.
And on Monday, we had our latest USDA crop progress report released. And let's take a look at wheat. For the nation's winter wheat crop, we are seeing a small segment undergoing harvest.
Showing 3% of the crop harvested, that is right on par with the five-year average, but slightly behind last year's 5%. Leading the way among the 18 production states in harvest progress is Texas, one quarter of the crop harvested by June 1st, just behind the five-year average of 27%.
But as for the rest of the winter wheat crop, that's not quite to harvest time yet.
83% of the U.S. winter wheat headed by June 1st, ahead of the five-year average of 79%, ahead of last year's 82%.
And how about for the spring wheat? Getting an update on the latest planting, emergence, and condition numbers.
A final look at spring wheat planting for 2025, 95% planted, ahead of the five-year average of 90%, and last year's 93%. Only Montana and North Dakota still have acreage left to plant. Montana at 92% planted is the slowest of the six reporting states. Meanwhile, spring wheat emergence currently at 73%, ahead of the five-year average of 69%, but behind last year's 76%. And then our spring wheat condition numbers, a little disappointing last week when those numbers first came out. We have seen a little improvement in those emission numbers. Currently, 50% of the winter wheat rated good to excellent. That's up from 45% last week. 13% very poor to poor. That is down from last week's 18%.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.